So I didn't kind of recognize it, but we started a series 2 weeks ago, and we're talking about breaking through. How many ever felt that you made it to a certain point, but at some point you felt some resistance? Somebody, raise your hand if you understand what we're talking about. You felt some resistance. And in that place of resistance, what you need to do is you need to not allow that resistance to, you need to create enough power and energy to break through that resistance. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I want to talk to you about breaking through and give you specifics on how we are going to break through those places of resistance. Because for many people, they were for many families, for many couples, for many individuals, they'll live a life that is far beyond what God intends for them to live. And let me tell you why. Because when they reach that place of resistance, they won't break through that resistance. They will, and you've got all kinds of people around you. How many of you know you got naysayers all around you anyway? You know what? And they're telling you, well, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't lose weight. You know, look at your mom, look at your grandma. You know what? Your family, that's your body type. And you just, you know what? Listen, no, that's not your, you know, or you think, you know what, I can't ever get out of debt. Or I can't ever, I can't ever have that marriage that I want to have. You know what? And you begin to listen, when you were dating, you were so in love and you were so excited to marry her, to marry him. But now you've settled in and you've accepted. See, you came up to that resistance, and instead of breaking through it, you've accepted it. Listen, when you accept, you know what, a mediocre life, then that's what kind of life you're going to have. Ooh, that was good. Write that one down. That's not even in my notes. When you accept a mediocre life, that's what kind of life you're going to have. And here's what I'm telling you, and I'm saying this with a smile on my face. You are going to hit places of resistance. And you have to understand that in God, you can break through those places of resistance.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a video for you next week. I'm gonna send it to you. So how many of you get our emails? Raise your hand if you get our emails. Okay. So make sure that you watch it. Okay. And it's where remember Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory? Yeah. And remember he's walking. Here's a Willy Wonka trivia. You know he got the golden ticket, right? Yeah. Do you know how he got the money for the golden ticket?
Wow. He found it.
He found what?
The coin.
Yeah, he found a coin in a, like a sewer thing. Amen. That was good. Amen. So I'm gonna send you that. But here's what I'm saying. You know what? There is information that I'm gonna give you today that can cause you to break through. See, how was he able to get the golden ticket? He didn't have no money. He found something. He found a coin, and then he went in and was able to buy, you know what, the chocolate, right? Okay. Look at your neighbor, say, you came at the right day. Why? Because I'm telling you what, I'm going to give you information, you know what, that is critical for you to bust You know what? Bust loose. And Satan been telling you, no, 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 no. Just accept your marriage. Just accept your finances. Just accept your business. Nobody in your family has ever graduated from college. Nobody in your family's ever been made over $50,000 a year. Nobody in your family's ever been able to own property. Nobody in your family's been ever to, you know what? I mean, you look at your around, you know, your uncle, your nephew, your aunt, you know, they all drive junkety cars. You know what I mean? Listen, and I don't mean to sound, I don't mean to sound, I'm not talking about materialism. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking that, look at your family. So many of your family members, they walk in, they're depressed, or they're, you know what, or they're alcoholics, or they're, you know, they're just, there's all kinds of issues. And there, listen, and there might be some issues with you. What I'm saying to you is, you know what? Don't accept those issues. Don't accept, you know what, that is meaning. That's how it's going to stay. Even if all the examples around you are people that are living in mediocrity. You make a decision. You know what? You're going to feel that resistance, and you're busting out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, and I played Little League. I was always afraid. Get ready to go. Oh. I was always afraid. You did it before. Don't do it too soon. If you do it before, it's not the point. Okay, you got to do it on timing. Okay, you'll know when to come in. You know what? I was always afraid to get hit by the ball. You know, I've seen these major leaguers, man. I'm telling you what, the ball is going, you know what? I saw a guy the other day, you know what? A ball's going 96 miles an hour, and it just, it's headed towards his head, and he goes like this. What am I doing? If I'm up there, 96 miles an hour, I'm saying, hey, I'm playing some racquetball right now. Shine this. Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get my golf clubs and play some golf. You know, that ball doesn't move. You know what I mean? I get to hit it. It doesn't hit me. Amen. But you've seen these guys, and they can do that. And the next pitch, you know what? They'll hit that ball out of the ballpark. Why? Because they're not going to be intimidated. And there's some people here in this room, and you need to hear this message. Because you've been intimidated, and you've been told by your friends, by your neighbors, that you'll never bust out of and you need to understand, that's just a resistance. Can I tell you the truth? Many times, you know what? Once you bust out of that resistance, you will just soar. Amen. Their stocks, and they'll hit a place. They might not. They go to $98, $97, $96, and as soon as they go that high, there's a sell off, and that's called this place of resistance. But here's what happens. It happens all the time. If it'll be able to break through that 100 mark, that stock that's have problems raising even 10 points will go up in the next 3 weeks 30 points. Why? Because they break in that resistance. Look at your neighbor, say, it's time to break through your resistance. Now, today I want to talk about one thing. It's just one thing. The key to breaking out of your resistance is to focus on His promises. To focus on what God has promised you. To focus on what God has promised you.
Amen. Thank you.
Why is it so important? And listen, when I say focus on the promises, One of the first things you have to do is not forget the promises.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Look at Psalms 103. And let's look at verse 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Somebody say, all that is within me. Somebody say, all that is within me. Come on, say, all that is within me. And let me teach you this. And listen, and maybe you're used to doing this. This is what God is saying to us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. This is David speaking to himself, but listen, this is also God speaking to us.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm just teaching. Listen, how many know I'm not monitoring how you worship? How many know I'm not monitoring it? You know what I mean? I don't go and say, okay, you know what? You could do a little better today. You know, get your energy up. How many know I don't do that? What am I doing? I'm just worshiping God myself, amen? But I'm encouraging you. Listen, we're not here to judge. How many know we're not here to judge? But how many know we need to teach you what the standard is? Okay? And this, and when we're worshiping, when you know what, when Isaac's up here and Angel's up here, and you know what, we're just, you know what, here, don't come on in and be a cool cat. What's a cool cat? Cool cat is. I ain't gonna worship, man. I'm too cool to worship. If you're too cool to worship, you're just too cool. Amen. Just for a minute. After all that God's done for us. I'm telling you what, we need to come in and say, oh my goodness, God, we are grateful. You know what I mean? I am completely, we need to have a song on our heart of gratitude. You know what I mean? You know, so you go to Dodger Stadium, you know what I mean? And they're, you know what, and one of these guys, you know, hits a home run. You know, how many know, who's the manager?
Doc.
Oh, okay. So Dave Roberts, how many know Dave Roberts isn't going, come on, man, get enthusiastic, he don't run. How many know he's not doing that? You know, how many know Tommy Lasorda isn't in center field going, let's go, guys. No, how many know they're just, you know what? What happens? You know, the Dodgers are down. Yeah. The guy hits a home run. They win in the ninth. What happens at Dodger Stadium?
Crazy, man.
It's just, can I tell you what? I'm not trying to be cynical, you know what I mean? But you know what? Okay. And in, you know what? Less than 24 hours, the score is going to be 0-0. And they're going to be selling more hot dogs and beer now, right? Is that not right? And I'm not saying that you can't get excited when somebody hits a home run. I'm saying what God has done for our lives is so exciting. And we need to remember that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that. All right. No, no. All that is within me. Somebody say, all that is within me. Let me help you out. Do a all that is within me. See, that was kind of like the wave, right? You know what I mean? That was like anyway. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now watch this next verse. This is so good. Watch this next verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. You know, I there was recently a very famous painting found in a closet of a theater. The painting that was found was very, 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 very famous painter painted it, and they're not even sure because they'll put it up for auction, but they estimate this painting is going to be worth from $4 to $17 million. How many know, and it's been in that closet, they said probably like 90 years. Now, how many know there was probably some people that could have used some of that money in that 90 years? But somebody, what did somebody do? They forgot it was there. Remember way back in the day when you needed a ticket before to get on a plane? Now they, it's all electronical. Okay. Electroconical. But you remember this?
Yeah.
And we'd be going to the airport and Tamara or me or somebody would say, "Hey, do you have your
ticket?
Do you have your ticket?" Because you knew if you got all the way down there and didn't have your ticket, you know what? There was gonna be a huge disadvantage. You know what? How many ever went to the grocery store and the one thing that your wife needed for lasagna, you know what, you got the Twinkies, you got the Ding Dongs, you got the cupcakes, you know what, you got the Ho-Hos, you got all that stuff, you came back with all that stuff, and then she looked at you like, you know what, Scooby-Doo, where's the lasagna noodles? How many know, that's your problem, why? Because now you ain't gonna get no lasagna, amen? What are you going to do? You're going to have to go back. Back where? You're going to have to go back to the store and get the noodles. How many know God's benefits to us are way more important than lasagna noodles? And there's things that the body of Christ has forgotten. I would suspect, and I'm going to show you a list real quickly here. It doesn't include everything, but it's a pretty good list. But I bet you there are some things on this list that you're walking, watch this, you're walking below what you could be walking in, simply not because it's not there for you, but you simply forgot it. Sometimes we'll go out to Indio and spend a couple of days out in Indio. And I've gotten on that trip, and it's just a long straight ride in the sun. And sometimes I've forgotten my sunglasses. How many know that's not a good ride without some sunglasses? Listen, and some of you have experienced, are experiencing now, far less than what God wants you to walk in, not because it's not provided for you. You got those sunglasses, they're right at home. You have them, but you left and you forgot them. So the Bible says, don't forget all his benefits. Now, here's what, we're not going to read them all, but I'm going to list them to you. So when you get home, you're going to read that whole chapter. All I'm going through is verse 3 through verse 12. We'll just go to verse 3. Who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases.
Oh, thank you. Yes, heal my diseases.
Now listen to me. How many know God is not being ambiguous here? He's being straightforward. He's telling you the truth. And here's what he does. He forgives all your iniquities. Now, let me tell you what. Iniquities is a bigger word than sins. Iniquities are all the junk. Have you ever done anything wrong? Yeah, Pastor. Okay. I wasn't done, okay? Have you ever done anything wrong? And when you did it, you kind of scratched your head and said, man, Where did that come from?
Yeah, come on. That's right.
Wow.
Remember one time about 3 years ago, I was bending over to pick something up and I made this grunt. And it was weird. You know why it was weird? Because that was a grunt that I had heard from my father.
Amen.
Over and over. It's like, where did... Okay. That's what iniquity is. Iniquity is a sin or a bent, a tendency that comes from inside somewhere in your flesh that came from your grandfather or your great-grandfather or your dad or your mom, your great-grandma, your grandma, or your mom. Okay. Have you ever done anything that you knew was wrong and you thought, man, where did that come from? Okay, let me tell you where that came from. That came from your crazy grandma. That's where that came from. Amen. I'm just telling you, I'm not sure. Came from your crazy grandma. Came from your lunatic great-grandfather. Amen. Stuff where there's like, eh. And that came to you. And here's what God says. Listen, let me tell you what I forgive. I not only forgive all that stuff that you've done, but I forgive all that tendency that you have to do all that junk. Listen to me. You got a way bigger amen on this. Not only do I forgive all your sin, but the tendency that you have to do that, all that other junk. Man. Okay. And not only that, but he heals all our diseases. Now, obviously, there are some words that jump out here to me, but you know, it heals all our diseases. All our diseases. See, we get so, and here's what happens. Let me just tell you what. We get influenced by the world around us. We are, you know, I was writing, you'll see it, I'll send it to you. But I was writing this, here, let me just read it to you. I was writing this this dialogue that I'm going to have on this video. And I say, let's see, where is it? What if you could learn something that was so powerful that you could break through? Break through the things that you have always dreamed of. Things that others will tell you can never happen, but things that God has placed in your heart. And he placed them in your heart because he wants you to fulfill your dreams. Fulfill his dreams. Breakthrough to a life that God intends you to live.
Yes, amen.
And as I was writing that, I thought, man, is that over to the top? Is it too much for me to tell our congregation that, you know what, there's a place that you can live of joy and contentment and happiness? Is it too much for me to tell our congregation that you can live your dreams?
Amen.
Here's what I want to say. Part of me. Not the God part of me, but the cynical part of me, just for a moment thought, man, maybe I need to tone it down a little bit. And then you know what I did? And then I started reading this passage. And let me tell you what, you read this passage, I'm going to list just very quick, it's not inclusive, but I'm going to list just to you some of the promises that God has said that is yours. I'm not going to do it. I'm telling you. In Jesus Christ, all that's already been done.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Watch this. Watch what he, watch all the things that he says are included in here. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your sins. He redeems your life from destruction. What does that mean? You know the goofball things that you did in high school? Junior high? You know what? Elementary school? You know what? The things that just haunt you, that you wish you never did. He says, you know, listen, I'm gonna redeem. Let me tell you about how God redeems. He redeems it like it never happened.
Man, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as good as new. It's better than new. Yeah, I don't know how that happens. I'll tell you how it happens. It happens supernaturally. And the things that you've done, he's a redemptive God. That's who he is. And he says, let me tell you what I've done. I've not only forgiven you of all your iniquities, I've not only healed you of all your diseases, I've redeemed your life from destruction. I put a crown upon you, this crown of loving kindness and tender mercies. I satisfy your mouth with good things. So what? So you can have your strength renewed. You know what? I like listening to this evangelist, and he's like 80-something years old, but he acts like he's 40-something. He acts like he's 20-something. It just does me good to hear him, and he's so excited about the things of God. What's taking place? God is filling him, satisfying him with good things. Why? That he cannot act like an 80-year-old. Can you say amen to this? I'm telling you what. How many want to live a long time, but you want to be healthy for a long time? Raise your hand. Or how many want to be like, I'm an old 80-year-old believer. And you know what? You listen to these people, and they'll talk about, ooh, I got this problem. Ooh, I got that problem. Ooh, I got better. And they'll start talking about, well, when I got this thing, when I hit 50, when I hit 60, when I hit 40. Then you know what? And it permeates. And I say, you know what, to you, stop it. Why? Because that is not who we should identify with. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen, I'm telling you what, the promises are so awesome. They almost seem too good to be true. But here's what God says to us, that he'll satisfy our mouth with good things. Why? So that our youth is renewed like eagles. Amen. What does an eagle do? An eagle, you know what, gets old and he goes through this whole process, and his whole lifespan literally doubles.
Amen.
But it not only doubles, but now he acts like a young eagle.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Yeah.
But listen, but he's not a young eagle.
Oh, come on.
He's just acting like a young eagle. He feels like a young eagle. He acts like a young eagle. He soars like a young eagle. Well, that's our promise. See, here's my point. Here's my message. If you start to focus on the promises, then you'll start to live in that victorious life.
Amen.
Do you understand? Watch this. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment to all those who are oppressed. You've been oppressed? How many been oppressed? All over the room, been oppressed. Somebody's oppressing you. Well, guess what? God says, I'm going to justify you. I'm going to bring justice to you. He who reveals that which is done, and God reveals what he has done and how he thinks. He is merciful and gracious to us. He's slow to anger, and he abounds in mercy. God, because of Jesus, does not deal with us according to our sins, and he does not punish us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, he forgets our sins. Now, let me tell you about those. All those promises. That's just a list of a few of God's promises. But we can walk under condemnation. We can walk in, well, listen to me. We can walk in sickness and disease. You know, there's a lot of churches that won't even tell you that God has delivered us from sickness and disease. Do you know this is true? Matter of fact, I would say the majority of churches won't even tell you that God has delivered you from sickness and disease. Doesn't have the gumption to tell you, you don't have to be sick anymore. Someone says, ooh, that's crazy. No, here, listen to this. What's crazy is that Christian people think that's crazy. Can I tell you why they think that's crazy? Because they have forgotten the promises of God.
Amen.
Listen, that's what God promises you.
That's right. Come on. Amen.
You know what? That your life can be free. You know, some of you, are condemned because of something that happened in high school, in junior high, something happened, and you think, I have to live all my life. It's a consequence of what I did when I was young, and I have to live that consequence all my life. And God says, let me tell you what. I've got a supernatural way to get you out of that situation, to restore your life from destruction. Yes, that was meant to destroy you, but I've got a way to have you live a life free of that destruction, that you can walk around like you know what, new. You know, listen, it's like a car. You ever seen this car? You know what? When I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I delivered pizza for Stuffed Pizza. Yeah, just ask my wife; she'll tell you about what you know. She starts questioning, you know what, where we're going and my sense of direction, and I remind her that I used to deliver pizzas for Stuffed Pizza. Are you kidding me? Of course I know where I'm going. Okay, so anyway, but in the back, I had a nice Karmagia, and you know, I'm fixing it up. I finally get it fixed up, just the way I want it. It's got these Porsche, you know what, rims on it, and I had these rims painted the same color as the car. It was painted a beautiful, a metallic maroon. I'm telling you what, it was a beautiful car, and the paint job that they did was so awesome. And you know what, I did tell you I was delivering pizzas for Stuffed Pizza, right? In the back, we didn't have to park because it was just our parking lot, and because we were just backing up all the time, the pizza delivery guys would boom park, you know what, just parallel park, you know what I mean, behind each other. This guy has three pizzas. He's in a hurry. He gets in the car. My car is right behind him. We did this all the time. It's right behind him. He puts his car in reverse, and he backs up and just smashes my car. And I said, well, yeah, can you just fix it? Well, here's what happened. I took it to the guy that I had it painted. He pounded it out, and you know what? And he fixed it. But let me tell you what. That paint job, I couldn't go by that car that I didn't notice. That front nose was a little different as far as paint, and it bothered me, because before it was perfect. Now listen, you've done things in junior high and high school when you were a young adult. Some of you, you know what, when you were older, in your 40s and 50s, and those things, you think they have to affect your marriage forever. You think they have to affect your finances forever. And Satan, who will not remind you of the promises of God, he's going to say, no. You blew it there. Why? Because that's all he brings is condemnation. Yep. That's all he brings. That's all he's got. That's his go-to. Condemn. But God is saying, and here's the thing, and here's what we have gotten stuck in. We've gotten stuck in not remembering the promises.
That's right.
I'm going to show you in a minute how you remembering the promises is key to you walking in the victory of those promises.
Wow, come on, amen.
Listen, I said it at the beginning. When you accept mediocrity, that's where you're going to live. You know, the doctor has said, you know, no, this is what you have. You know what? I mean, you know, and let me just tell you, and this needs to be said. The doctors are setting you up for this. They will ask you, before they even talk to you, they will ask you to give them a list of all the sicknesses and diseases that your grandparents had, that your great-grandparents had, that your parents had.
Wow.
Well, here's what you ought to do with that paper. You ought to go like this. Here. Yeah. You know, the person's behind the counter. Here, let me give you this. Ready? Here you go. Of course, I look at you like, whoa, are you a nuts? Yeah, I'm a little nuts. Because you know what? All this focus on the can'ts. You won't. Listen to me. All eyes up here. Identify with the heritage that is yours. And what I'm just asking, did you get, oh, this is good.
Here we go.
Did you get born again? Well, if you got born again, then you are born again. Well, what, you know, the lady's like, what in the world? Why did you, where'd that thing go? You know, the lady's like, you know what? Why did you crumble that up? Well, tell her. Well, look at it, lady. You know what? Oh, my goodness. What is this? You're born again? Your father is God? Your brother is Jesus? Your best friend is the Holy Spirit? You're born again, man. You stop identifying with the wrong thing. See, what I'm telling you, you want a breakthrough. How many want a breakthrough in your area, in your life? Here's what I'm saying. That the breakthrough is in you focusing on the promises. Georgie, quickly, over in the furnace room, there's a cabinet. You come on in, you look to the left, there's a cabinet, and in that there should be, just look around, if you can't find it, it's okay, no pressure. You know, everybody's looking at you right now, but no pressure. But there should be these hymnals, and these hymnals, they're all yellow. You've probably seen them, there's a bunch of them. Go see if you can find one of those, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Don't be all disappointed if you don't have it. Okay, that's okay.
I feel excited.
But if you want to stay for the second service, I'll have one of those. Okay, but all I'm saying is if you focus on that, and that's what, listen, you know what the Bible says? Wide is the way that leads to destruction. But narrow is the way. You know what? You won't find a lot of pastors telling you to crunch that thing up. And you don't have to crunch it up. But what I'm saying is, stop. When I said they set you up, they're it's a mentality. Oh, you're gonna have that sickness and disease that they are anticipating. You know what? It's faith in the negative. You know what it is? You know what really it is? It's faith in what Satan says about you. That's what it is. You know what? And don't go in there and get crazy on them. You know, you are demonic. You know what? Pastor said you have faith in what devil says. Come on. You know what? Now, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, don't do that. That's what I am saying, but don't do that. Because, and listen, and don't take the bait. As you start to think, you know what? No. Can I tell you what? Listen, and but narrow is the way that leads to life. There's this abundance of life that you don't have to accept. You know what? And sickness and disease is just one of the many things that we accept as it just has to be. And the Bible says, no, here, listen to me. Don't forget your benefits. Does this make sense to anybody? All right. Yeah. Are you receiving from this? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Look at this. This is so good. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ. What is he saying? Are you a Christian? Okay. All right. Boom. If you're a Christian, seek those things which are above where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. Watch this. Next verse. Set your mind on the things above, not the things on this earth. The things above, the things, the godly things. The word of God is above. It's above all this chatter down here on the earth. And what all these people are saying, no, there's something above. Set your minds. Say, set your minds. Set your minds. See, I began to say, if you'll just focus on the promises.
That's right.
Now, turn to, you don't have it in the back yet, but turn to Hebrews. Honey.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I love my wife. Just so you know, I love my wife. Hebrews. I said, well, Pastor, what did that have anything to do with it? I'm just telling you, amen. Fred and Lee, remember we used to sing that song, Standing on the Promises of Christ, My King.
Yeah, Fred, come on.
See, we need to stand on the promises of God.
That's right, promises, baby.
We need to say, no, that's my life. That's what I identify with.
Oh, yeah.
You say, yeah, but that's just, you know what, that you're just trying to be positive. No, I'm not trying, I mean, listen, it's better to think positive than negative, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about focusing on what God has promised that as a Christian, you can walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we get to heaven, everything's going to be better.
Yeah.
You look at the apostles. They were walking in the promises. We are. Listen, when we got born again, we step into a different realm. Now we were in the kingdom on earth. Now we're the kingdom of heaven. We're heaven kingdom people. We're on this earth, but we're not of this earth. Amen. Hebrews, of course, chapter 11. But here's what I want you to catch. All eyes up here. I need to teach you this. I want to connect for you that when you will focus on the promises of God, you'll walk in that promise. You will walk in the victory of what is promised to you. Does that make sense? But I'm going to show it to you in the Word.
Amen.
I'm going to show you someone who was promised something that was so illogical, so unbelievable, so enormously, no way that'll ever happen.
Oh, come on.
Let me tell you what. God has promised you some things that seem impossible to happen.
That's right.
With God, all things are possible. And some of you have not received that promise yet. Well, receive it by faith. And I promise you, you know, I was so blown away. God really spoke to me. How many know I can be preaching to you and God can be ministering to me?
Amen.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. You know, sometimes when I sit down and say, man, that's a good, I'm going to get this tape. Can I tell you what's happening? I'm giving you insight what's going on. God is ministering to me. And I was preaching on Galatians that says that if you won't grow weary in doing good, that you will receive what God has for you. Remember this promise? And not that I didn't know it before, but it was like it dropped deeper into my heart, into my spirit. And you know what I recognized? Oh my goodness. If we just won't quit, we are guaranteed. We are guaranteed victory. I love what Jimmy Evans says. He says, listen, listen to me, couples. Jimmy Evans says that your marriage is 100% guaranteed you can have a good marriage. Where is he coming up with that? He's coming up with what Paul writes in Galatians. If all you do, listen, wives, if all you keep on doing is being sweet to your husband. Listen to me, couples, listen to me. I'm speaking to the ladies right now. Listen to me, ladies. If all you do is keep on being sweet to your husband, you say, yeah, but my husband's not being sweet to me. Okay, let me. You want some word on this? The Bible says not that you should just be nice to people who are nice to you, but that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Ladies, listen to me. Why in the world do you think that you can, in your mind, think that that excludes your husband? Oh, that was a good question. And here's what I'm telling you. It doesn't exclude your husband. It doesn't exclude your husband. Husbands, you know what? You know what? You're called to be the head. And you're like, oh, praise God. Amen. Preach it, man. My wife needs to hear it. No, listen, you need to hear this. If we're looking at you spiritually, you know what? You ought to be ahead of your wife. Amen?
Amen. Come on, amen.
Ooh, I didn't hear too many deep throat amens on that one. You ought to be ahead of your wife.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, praise God. She needs to hear this. No, listen. Listen. I'm just asking. Husbands, do you love her when she's unlovable? Because, you know what? One of the ways that she sees a godly behavior is as she's seeing how you act. See, but I want to connect the dots. I want to tell you, you can walk in victory if you'll just keep on looking at what God has promised you. Impossible. And God has promised, some of you think, no, it's impossible for my marriage ever to get better. I mean, we've been trying on this for 5 years. We've been trying on this for 10 years. I've been, oh yeah, Pastor, I've been doing this. And you finally relegated to accepting, you know what, I was just going to stay this way. And you've relegated that because you're convinced that your spouse won't change. I say this respectfully. You know what? Why don't you change? Or your finances. You know what I mean? You think, no, I can't ever, you know, do that. I can't ever do what God's called me to do until I get here. I say, you know what? Believe for the supernatural. Just be obedient to what God has called you to do, and you will walk in the promises of God. I guarantee it.
Come on.
Thank you.
Did you find Hebrews 11 chapter?
Hebrews 11.
Look at verse 12. Oh. Guys, get that up there as soon as you can. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead. Thanks a lot, amen. You know who he's describing? You know who's he describing there?
Abraham.
Amen. This guy wasn't dead, but as far as having a baby, he was as good as dead. Man. Man, God, that's kind of low blow right there, dude. That's what he's saying. We're born as many as the stars in the sky, in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is of the sea, by the seashore. Watch this. These all died. Oh no. Go. Let me go back farther. I went to go up farther than that. By faith, Sarah, verse 11. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength, conceived seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age. What's that next word there?
Because.
See, I'm saying, listen, this is the sermon. Focus on the promises and you'll walk in the victory of whatever's promised to you. Because, watch this, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Yes.
Watch this. Next word. Therefore. What does that mean? Because she would not believe that it couldn't happen.
Wow.
She said, with all the naysayers, with all the people, you know what? She still went to Babies R Us. You know what I mean? Her and Grandpa Abraham, they're all like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to buy some diapers. You know what I mean? And all these people laughing at them. They're buying a crib, and they're buying the thing that hangs from the crib. You know what I mean? All this crazy stuff. They're saying, those people. You know how old people, some people go crazy? They're like, doo-doo-doo-doo, these people are crazy. Listen, the Bible says, because she did that, therefore, from one man. Here, you know why this happened? Here's why. Because Sarah said, I don't care what people say. I say that what God says is true.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Now, if I ask, I'm not asking you to raise your hand, but if I ask, how many of you have, you know, been excited to believe something? Let's go back from the starting. And you hit some resistance. And you hit that resistance, and what that resistance is, see, Satan will beat you down. He's going to say, you know, you got no business believing. That is never going to happen. What's that? It's the resistance. You have to just, no. Let me tell you what, God is faithful. God is faithful. And I can't tell you when, but I'm telling you what I'm going to do is I'm going to be faithful.
Amen.
And we're going to watch this happen.
Come on, excitement.
Listen. I'm going to teach next week on how God commands us favor.
Amen. Favor.
I'm telling you what. I've had God speak to me, you know what, with the cell tower. You know what? God spoke to me. And he said, start believing for finances. I mean, believe that people would tithe.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're not tithe, I'm believing you're going to start to tithe. Because let me tell you what. If you start to put God first place in your life and figure out what it tithes and start to tithe, it'll change your life forever. It'll change. And that, like that, it's like, No, listen, you'll walk in the blessings of God. And God started speaking to me and saying, you know what? Believe that, not only believe for these people to tithe, but believe there's going to be monies coming in from outside sources. And I started praying. You know what? I'll never forget where I was. You know what? I was with my wife at a computer store. You know what? And Fred called. Fred was on the property. Serving. How many know you're called not just to hear a sermon here, but you're called to serve here? Amen? And Fred was serving here. And you know what? And some T-Mobile guy came by and said, hey, you know what? Is there somebody I can talk to about possibly putting a T-Mobile site here? And Fred called me and said, hey, there's this guy, and he wants to know if he can have your phone number.
Oh, man.
I said, Fred, let me think of it for half a second. I said, absolutely, have him give me a call. You know what? And then and then they came out, and they said, you know what? We want to do this. You know what? And we'll give you this much every single month.
Amen. Come on.
And I was right here when he called the city. And they wanted to build one of those funky trees that don't look like trees. You know what I mean? And the city said, yeah, you can do that, but you're going to have to talk to, you know what, Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara, because it's going to have to look nice.
Amen. That's what I'm talking.
We don't want no funky trees. You know what I mean? They said, build something that looks nice and coordinates with the church.
Amen.
Next week I'm going to talk about God's commanded blessing on you. Let me tell you what, you're blessed people. And it's time that you stop acting like you're cursed. You know what? You ought to walk around. You know what? Go over, I'm serious. Go over to Burger King and you know what? And get those funky hats that they pass out. You know what? Crowns and put them, you know, anybody can have them. They fit any size, and figure out your size and start walking around. You know what? Your husband like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I am the righteousness of Christ, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible says we're going to reign See, people, religious people freak out on passages like this. But the Bible says we're going to reign and rule with him.
Amen.
Yeah. Man.
Come on, amen.
Don't listen to me. All eyes appear on close with this. Stop accepting, you know what? Mediocrity. And I know for some of it's here, just write that scripture down, Psalms 103. And start, just read that psalm. Read that psalm. And let the truth of who you really are sink into your spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I want, thank you, Tamara.
No, thank you, Joel.
Okay. Here's why I wanted to read this for you, to you, because you know what? I mean, I love the hymns. I'm not like, oh, we're going to sing hymns from now on. I'm not saying that, but here's what I noticed in the hymns. A lot of the hymns are so rich with truth. And we used to sing this all the time. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let the praises ring, glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, here's the chorus. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promise that cannot fail. When the hollow storms of doubt and fears avail, by the living word, I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong accord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. You know what that is? That's the Word of God. Standing on the promises. I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing in the promises of God. Let me say this again. Standing on the promises of God, listening every moment to the Spirit's call. You know, the Spirit is constantly pulling you towards His Word. God said this, and there's this reality of always trying to get you out of that into no but. And in my spirit, I knew these verses were rich. We sung them, you know what? Over. You know what, Ron, you and your dad sung them right here over and over. And those words were just so rich that we start thinking, you know what, wait a minute, it don't make any difference how things look. I'm standing on the promises of God. Here's what I want to say. And not just standing on the promises of God, but walking in His victory.
Amen.
This isn't about all, oh, it's when we get to heaven, all that's going to. This is not when we get to heaven. Listen, Sarah didn't have a baby when she got to heaven.
There it is. Come on.
She had a baby now. And God wants you to break through those things that your cousins and friends and neighbors, some of your moms have told you, you'll never have that. You'll never do that. I'm here to tell you, you know what? You stand on the promises of God. You start focusing on what God said. And watch what will happen in your life.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
That is power, huh?
Yeah. Awesome power.
No, I don't know. I let that thing come on my phone, and now it looks like I don't see my notes. I wonder if it put it on the same page. Give me 1 second. Nope. Doesn't matter. I'll go by memory then. I just wanted to say so much. This is such an important foundational truth, which is why God is reminding us of it. I wonder how much in your day you walk around thinking, I am a child of God. See, I'm His child. my identity is there. But I think we walk around in our day and our identity is, I'm Drew's wife. I'm Shayla, Tyler, and Megan's mother. I'm Mr. Navarro's supervisor. I'm Joanne's BFF. Do you understand? But how much do I walk around in a day going, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of God. It's who I am. God, every one of us in the room has the exact same purpose. Every one of us. Our purpose is to have a relationship with God. That's our purpose. And I wonder if we hold the fact that the most important thing, the main reason I'm here, my whole life is about having a relationship with my Father. I don't know how much we walk around with the heaviness of that. I mean, not heavy that it's a burden, but heavy the reality of it. We get in that song, it said that our victories come through the Word. That's how we are victorious. That's how we're overcomers, is by the Word. But we get busy being wives and mothers and plumbers and business owners and, you know what, somebody's employee. I'm sorry, I just lost what you do exactly. But see, we get all caught up in that. As if that was our purpose. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to have a relationship with God. And then from our purpose comes all kinds of callings that I have. Part of the calling in my life is to be Drew's wife. Part of the calling in my life is to be my children's mother. Part of the calling in my life is to co-pastor here at Hope Community Church. I have all kinds of things in my calling, but my purpose is to have a relationship with God. Amen. To know my Father. Isn't that what Jesus asked? That, Lord, that they would know you like I know you. That's what it's all about. Is that what you think? That's why he said, put God first and then everything else will come. It's because everything comes out of our relationship with him. And so when we get sidetracked in being wives and moms and cops and, you know what, robbers, some of us. You know what? When we get all sidetracked in a lot of stuff, then we don't end up the whole reason why we were created. We were created to have relationship with God. Amen. And as we have that relationship with him, then all we fulfill all kinds of callings in our life. Does that make sense? I hope that that's just a shift, like a little paradigm shift for you, that you leave here in all your busyness, that you remember that the one thing that you're supposed to be busy about is your relationship with God. Amen. And when that's intact, it'll straighten so much stuff out in your life. You know what? Through that, everything else will fall into place. And we cannot let the busyness of life or our lack of keeping that forefront pull us off, because once we get pulled off, we're just off track and all kinds of stuff can happen. Does that make sense? But we are children of God. We are more than victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are everything that we need to be in the place of staying in relationship with him. And only in that relationship will everything else work out. And it will work out. Don't we see that in the Word too? That he takes us through storms and that he takes us to green pastures. Life happens to all of us, but no matter what's happening in your life, the answer of going to victory is in your relationship with him. And it's in my relationship with him that the Lord has, I could keep you here for weeks testifying, where the Holy Spirit would just say, hey, and correct me. And the Holy Spirit would say, hey, you know what? And bring to my attention something that was going on that I needed to know. He's made me a good wife, a good mother, a good employee, a good co-pastor. You know what? It's only in him that he is able to keep me moving towards victory. And the same is true for you. And we have to grab that truth back to the simplicity of that truth. Because as we have that truth, you know what? God will be able to get us through all kinds of things. And we won't get all messed up in anxiety and trouble. First, you know, off into sin and off into anxiety and all kinds of things. It causes us to be different people when we don't walk in that truth. Amen? Honey?
If you've been encouraged today, if you think, man, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. If you've been encouraged in some way, I want you to raise your hand. I want you to say, you know what? Father, I thank you for these hands that are raised. I thank you for what you're doing in our place, in this place. I thank you for what you're doing in hearts, Father. I thank you that we will focus. And where we have got off focus and started to believe other people and believe our circumstances beyond what you've said, we ask for forgiveness. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.